I'm now with Worcester City joint manager Matt Gardner. Matt, you almost equalised at the end, but the damage was done in the first half.
Yeah, there's no getting away from it. We had a poor first half. We had a poor start, actually. Two mistakes, and we were punished for it. And it just shows you the strength of the league this year. You make a mistake, you get punished. Young players trying to play, trying to do the right thing. They didn't mean to do it, but obviously it's cost us. And then the, you know, horrendous incident with Tyler and their lad. You know, disjointed first half. We had to change it round anyway before Tyler come off. And but what I can say in the second half was an unbelievable effort from the lads. I thought the quality and the tempo went up. And yeah, I feel that we were unlucky not to equalise as a minimum.
You mentioned the mistakes for the Tamworth goals. Kieran Morris at fault for the second, and he was subbed shortly afterwards.
Yeah, that was purely tactical. It wasn't because of the mistake. We're asking players to be brave on the ball. He's made an error, but as a team, we made errors all over the pitch in the first 20 minutes. We know that. They're an honest group. They held their hands up, but what I liked was the reaction. Obviously, we're playing with the three centre-backs, and we just need to make a tactical switch. And that's why we dropped Tyler in, and then unfortunately Tyler got the injury, and hopefully he's okay. He's obviously gone away in an ambulance. And I thought George Nash was excellent though, and again, just to try and change it and keep the forwards on the pitch, we just went another tactical switch. I think we had 15 formations tonight, but sometimes that happens in football, and again it just shows you what good characters they are, because they cope with it, I thought.
What do you make of the challenge between Weir and Strong, and have you heard how Weir is?
Tyler was okay. He was talking in the change room. Obviously, it's a nasty cut, and I think their lad as well. I mean, I'm looking away from the ball, even though it's right underneath me. I was crouched down, and you know, as I say, he's, you know, they've gone for the challenge. I think he was slightly late, but it was one of them really. I didn't really see it, if I'm completely honest, because I was watching away from the ball, trying to sort out our tactical anomalies.
Ryan Rowe pulled one back. Great work from Enty down the right-hand side.
Yeah, Dan looked good second half, and you know, he was more back to himself. It's second game in. It's early, isn't it? Early doors, but we need to keep that level of performance from the start of the game. The lads know that. We all know that, and hopefully we can start like that on Saturday.
You signed Jamie Spencer earlier today, and he came off the bench and almost scored an equaliser at the end.
Yeah, I think all the substitutes did really well tonight, as well as the lads on the pitch. I thought Ash Vincent did well, and Conor Gates I thought was excellent. I thought he was outstanding, and Jamie's done really well. He's just given us that presence. Obviously, you know, we've been looking at it for a while, if there's anything we could compliment the squad. Unfortunately, he had a little injury in pre-season, but he's just that different type of forward to the forwards we've got at the moment. And I'm sure while he's with us, he'll contribute positively.
You've got Lowestoft, the visitors, on Saturday. They beat Alfreton tonight. Are you planning any changes, tactics, or personnel?
They're on a roll, aren't they? I mean, they had a good result against Telford on Saturday as well. And it's like the league, with the greatest respect to Lowestoft, they'll come here, they'll be confident. But if you look to us in the second half, if we start with that tempo, it's about us, really. I can't really worry about what they do or don't do. What I have got to worry about, and Carl and I will, is get us ready and make sure we start right on Saturday.